This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, November 1st. The next 3 days are going to be nice, weather-wise, and then the cold and wet fall weather is going to be returning. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny with a high near 74 degrees on Tuesday, with a light wind. On Tuesday night, it will be clear, with a low of around 46 degrees. A Cedar Rapids man died after crashing his vehicle while fleeing from police early Monday in Cedar Rapids. Just after 2 a.m., Cedar Rapids police attempted a traffic stop for traffic violations on a black Chevy Tahoe on 33rd Avenue Southwest. The Tahoe was being driven by 38-year-old Jamie Hill. Police said Hill fled from the officers onto Interstate 380 southbound. Around 2:15 a.m., he exited I-380 and took the Highway 30 West exit, where he lost control of the vehicle and rolled several times. Hill was pronounced dead as a result of the crash. The incident is being investigated by the Cedar Rapids Police Department and the Iowa State Patrol. Defense attorneys for one of two men accused in April's fatal shooting inside the Taboo nightclub and lounge argued that charges should be dropped against him due to the prosecution violating his right to a speedy trial. 28-year-old Dimione Walker of Coralville is accused of killing Michael Valentine, 25, in the April 10th shooting at the downtown Cedar Rapids club. Police said another man, Timothy Rush, 32, of Cedar Rapids, killed two others. 10 people were injured in total. In a motion earlier this month, Walker's lawyers said that his rights were violated because his trial did not take place within 90 days of when the trial information was filed. The trial information was filed in May, before Walker had been extradited to Iowa. District Attorney Nick Maybank said that local authorities tried repeatedly to get Walker to Linn County quickly, but authorities in Illinois, where he had been arrested, were resistant. The defense countered that the prosecution could have gotten around this problem by filing charges against him after he was extradited back to Iowa. Judge Andrew Chappell oversaw Monday's hearing and will determine the fate of the motion and other motions at a later date. According to the Associated Press, there were no winners in Monday's Powerball drawing, which means a massive payout awaits on Wednesday. The lack of a winner means the next drawing Wednesday night will be for $1.2 billion. The increased jackpot will be the fourth largest in U.S. history. The biggest prize was a $1.586 billion Powerball jackpot won by three ticket holders in 2016. No one has hit all of the necessary six numbers since August 3rd, meaning there have now been 38 consecutive draws without a jackpot winner. This just shows how slim the odds are of winning the jackpot. Right now, the odds of winning are listed at 1 in 292.2 million.